Not again.
Oh dear God, the safe got hold of another computer. God help us all.
This is a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio, investigating the hard topics, furling his brow in a vain attempt to understand the situation. What You Know goes forth fearless in the face of most certain idiocy to deliver the truth in all its glorious obviousness. So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on the W, U, K, and R.
I'm back!
Welcome, I'm What You Know, back from hiatus, and I've brought with me a couple of additions to the show. Please welcome Celestine Stamm and the Captain.
What are you then, I ask? What? Mentally ill.
It's more comfortable for you to label me insane.
It's very comfortable.
Now please welcome Celestine Stamm, the pseudo-psychotic, homeopathic, and completely inept addition to WUKLR.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you know it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back.
So laugh at them. Alright, I've been there too. We're gonna make it back. Time to make it. Where's the captain?
That's it.
That's it? That's all you want?
That's it.
Right there.
That's all
you want? That's it right there. Where is he?
Damn.
Have you seen Tennille?
I haven't seen Tennille.
Last week I was by. No, that wasn't Tennille. Sorry about that. All right, have you seen him though? Because I got an email from him last week.
You got an email from him? You can read? Damn.
Well, there's pictures if you press the right buttons.
Oh, okay.
So I can get through that, you know. I got Cat down. Dog. I know where he's at. He's at the zoo
dog.
Again.
Call him a dog, man.
Did you just call him a dog?
No, he's at the zoo. Where's he at? The kennel down the road here.
That's a zoo?
Didn't you see the elephants?
There's elephants?
Well, how did you get in? Did you go through the main gate or down the back?
I went over the bridge. I know where the British are.
You've been following boats this week?
I've been following boats.
I figured I saw you about there, sure.
Uh-huh. Now please welcome the newest addition to What You Know Net Radio, a graduate of Baylor University, a staunch Republican, and the person that will increase the intelligence of this show tenfold, the Captain.
Thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
What is this guy? Crazy?
Well, hi guys, how's everybody doing? You know, these guys I've known for like ever. And, or it seems like
time.
Ever. But,
Were you in war?
Mighty long time.
They do everything they can do to derail my train of thought. I know how that crap works. But I have to pose a question. Do you have any questions out there? Anybody, any unanswered question, we have the answer. All you have to do is contact us and you will get the answers. Praise Jesus!
The Cult of Personalities, here on WUKNR.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All!
What the hell is he talking about? He wants spontaneity? That is so fucking inherently strange coming from you.
Mr. Know-It-All!
Might I refer you to a psychologist?
I need a script, Dad!
Yeah, I need a script! I need a fucking script!
I thought that's what you were doing over there.
Me?
Yes.
Oh. Well, no, because you stopped. Okay, then I want some seconds here. Give me some seconds.
You want seconds?
I want time.
Okay. You got all the time you need.
No, we don't. Numbnuts here doesn't want a script.
What is your major malfunction, Numbnuts?
I need a script, but Walgreens is closed.
Hey, I bet you Phil can get you something.
Well, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Dude!
Dude, I got hit by a bike.
Right in traffic, too.
Right in traffic, man.
I saw the
I was riding my bike.
I got two. Didn't feel a thing.
Okay. Yo, dude.
This is either madness or brains.
Ducks is when it all, when you transport it through time.
I wanted, oh, ducks?
Yeah.
Decoy ducks? Yes. Well, bathroom girl.
Yeah. Bathroom girl?
Yeah. Yeah, that transported me, all right.
That's where it happened, though, isn't
it?
That's it. Ducks.
That's it. Now, we, you know, let's talk about that. A chance encounter.
A chance encounter. Okay, stop it. What accounts have you come up?
When is the last time you danced with a girl that said, I'm wearing no panties?
What's today?
What? Well.
Remember her?
Who?
You remember her.
Well, yeah, I remember a couple of hers.
My wife.
Her. Yeah, I do remember her.
Remember her? What did you ask?
I have no clue who the fuck you're talking about.
When we left the courthouse, she said, I'm wearing no panties. Okay.
You know how many girls have said that to me?
What, this week?
That's not earth-shattering news, you know?
No, she said that to me, though. And I didn't think that. I found that to be very attractive.
Yeah, me too.
But she was like 400 pounds, and if she was wearing panties, she'd still hate you.
It wouldn't matter.
Hate me?
You are my lovable loser.
Everybody hates me.
Well, why do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the son of the devil?
Uh-huh. That's a good start. Why else?
That's just weird.
Dude, isn't that?
What'd you call him?
Dude? Hey, he called me dude.
What'd you call him?
Dude.
Dude.
He did that to me. Damn.
I know, I called the captain dude, I know.
I'm not immune.
We need to be doing something on this show.
Well, we're sitting here doing something.
Yes, but this is just idle banter.
Why is the rum gone? Why is the rum gone?
Because you left it on the port.
I left it on the port? Again?
What of agains?
Oi.
Captain should have been in charge of this whole thing.
You know what? You guys suck. You fucking suck.
Actually, I blow.
Helmet! What's going on? Sanders, what's going on? It's Mega Maid. She's gone from suck to blow.
Well, whatever.
I lick.
But, so Sam, I have a question to ask. I've got an answer. Sam.
Is this some radical new therapy?
I've got an answer.
The greatest rock band that ever existed, in my mind.
Your mind, whoa. Wait a second. Hold on, people.
Steely Dan.
Well, of course. That's one of
them. Can you tell me, besides Donald Fagen, who comprised that band?
William Perry?
William Shatner?
Bill Bixby.
Rock on Michael Jackson before he turned white.
Before he turned white?
Yeah.
That was like 9 shades ago, wasn't it? No, I meant a shade.
What have you been doing productively?
Okay, stop the dirty words. Productively?
Right. You don't want to hear that.
Pardon me?
You do not want to hear that word, right?
Productive?
Right.
I'm living. I have no time to be productive. That's enough for me.
So, what about Billy Joel? What about Christine Brinkley?
What about Bob?
What about Dickie Betts? And, yeah, what about Bob?
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone. You see?
I don't even know where Bob is, okay? I heard that he was with you.
Well, Bob was, but we broke up.
You broke up with Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now we're gonna hear that shit for about a month. You push him off the boat?
No. I'm not a violent person.
You were wearing that banana hammock again, were you?
Billy Rose like that.
That one that you had to wash when you got back?
You know, the yellow thong?
Uh-huh.
That's fucking nasty.
I don't think you're gonna get those stains off. I don't.
Captain, you gotta get those off the boat. You really do. We're going to Cuba here. Nobody wants to see that.
But Raul is waiting.
Hey, Raul sent me flowers with your name on the damn card, okay? And I'm a little pissed
That's
off about
Maria
that.
That's Maria Conchita Cachada's name.
Won't you blow me?
28 days!
Bastard's been sleeping. Who are you? 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 I'm Mortimer. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Grandpa. Grandpa who? I remember back when I was in the Banana Republic. During the Spanish-American War with the Rough Riders. How did you get around?
A horse.
Why'd you take a car?
I met Henry Ford once. We worked on the assembly line together.
Where?
I was in Philadelphia.
No, where on this assembly line were you? Front? Middle? Packing?
I don't like to pack. It reminds me of Charles Lindbergh, that bastard.
Where's the Lindbergh baby?
I am the Lindbergh baby. I miss my fly-flight, Dada.
Did you know Amelia Earhart?
No, we started the Mile High Club together, that dog-faced bitch.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
function.
So, honey, you need a date?
No, actually, but I do have a proposition for you, if you're up to it. What we want for you to do is to climb up the boom of this crane and replace the flag on top with a pirate flag. What do you think of that?
What's in it for me?
I tape $20 to the flag. If you climb up to the top and change the flag, you can have the money.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. Okay, now she's going up. She's climbing the outside of the crane. Oh, she's going up on the boom. She's climbing higher. Oh, and higher. Oh, she's near the flag. Oh, shit, she's got the flag. Oh, shit. Dude, grab the 20 off of her.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
The schedule says the bus should be here.
Do you guys have your dollar for the bus?
I've got mine.
I don't need a dollar. I have a pass.
You do have the rum this time, don't you?
I got it. Don't worry. I put it in the cooler.
We don't need a repeat of last time.
I got it.
I hate the fucking bus. You know that, right?
Calm down. It's only a short trip to the beach.
What's wrong with the bus?
I hate the fucking homeless again.
Hey, mister. Don't you worry about a thing, okay? You sit down and look out the window, okay?
Mister. Hey, mister. Do you think you can spare some change?
Change!
Dude, man, dude. I, like, got hit by a bike the other day when I was riding my car. It totally sucked, man. Dude, the hospital gave me a wimpy-ass script for Tylenol 3s, man. I gotta find my buddy and get some real medication if you get my drift, dude.
Do you need a hug? Let's have a group hug, shall we?
Do you have a cigarette I can bomb?
I'm sure, sugar. Let's have a fag on me. Whoops, slip of the tongue.
When is this fucking bus going to get to the beach?
Watch with the F-bombs back there.
What's that smell?
I shit myself again.
Again? What's wrong with you? Too many bran muffins this morning, isn't it? You always eat too many muffins, you mushugana bastard.
Hey, aren't you the kid that's supposed to change me?
No.
When we get to Alice's, I think you can borrow some of her, depends.
She won't want them back when I'm done with her.
You know.
Who's Alice?
You know Alice. Isn't she the... She looks like Amelia Earhart.
Oh, the dog face bitch!
9mm solution.
We're almost near the water. I know there has to be a bridge around here somewhere. They put them near the water, you know.
What is that fucking cord? I can never find the damn thing.
Are you sure you can drive the boat, Captain?
Of course I can.
Just checking.
Here, the dock's coming up. Let's get off here.
Thank God I'm off that fucking piece of shit.
Oh, are you guys sailors? I love seamen.
Let's just go.
Which boat is it again?
65-foot schooner and slip 69. By the way, hand me that cooler. This bottle's empty.
But why is the rum gone?
What you know, Net Radio, destroying the Earth, one podcast at a time.
Now it's time for What You Know Net Radio News. We find news from all around the internet, or just make the shit up. This is unfair and imbalanced journalism.
Hong Kong, Reuters. A Hong Kong karaoke hostess was jailed for 3 years Wednesday for blackmailing a senior government official by threatening to go public with a steamy videotape, a spokeswoman at the judiciary said. Hui Wing, 36, had threatened to expose her relationship with the official referred to as Mr. X to protect his identity during the trial, unless he paid her $75,000. The Hong Kong official, who is married with children, had appeared in court behind a screen as Hui filled details of the liaison, including descriptions of sex in his office and how she had accompanied him on business visits to neighboring Macau and Guangdong. District Court Judge Andrew Chan sentenced Hui to 3 years jail on each of 2 counts of blackmail, with a sentence to run concurrently. Chan said, however, he believed Hui and Mr. X had developed a loving relationship during their 4-month affair, even calling each other husband and wife before it soured.
Hui from the Chinese province of Hubei met Mr. X in a Hong Kong karaoke club in late 2006. London, Reuters. A woman banned from driving for 7 days after traveling at speeds of less than 10 miles an hour on the motorway told Reuters on Friday that road's my nemesis. Stephanie Cole, 58, of Fish Ponds, Bristol, straddled the hard shoulder and inside lane as she dawdled along a stretch of the M32 near her home last August. In the back window of the car was a sign that said, "I don't do fast, please overtake." Cole admitted to driving without responsible consideration at North Avon Magistrates Court on Friday, and was told she would have to take another test at the end of the ban. "I didn't intend on getting onto the motorway, but all of a sudden I found myself on it and I couldn't get off," she told Reuters after the hearing. "I just panicked. I hate that particular stretch of road and I avoid it normally. It's my nemesis." Cole had been traveling from her home to a stationer's when she was arrested in her Parada Canari mini people carrier. I thought, "Thank God," when I saw the blue flashing lights. I thought they could help and I asked them if they could drive me home. Cole, who has multiple sclerosis, says she depends on her car for getting around. "I will try and retake the test," she said. "I'll have to do my best when driving and hope it's better than it was." Now for weird news from around the world. According to the Associated Press, a fire chief in Maine has been arrested for driving drunk behind the wheel of a fire truck. Here's the kicker. He wasn't driving into a fire, thank God. I just know that when he got there, he tried and pee it out. He even had the siren running because when you're driving drunk, you want to draw as much attention to yourself as possible. Police claim he was blasting the siren in their neighborhood over a local dispute. Well, I'm sure he made his point. The neighborhood plans to respond to his debate by blaring a foghorn next to his bedroom window right when he falls asleep. Phoenix, Arizona, Reuters. Puzzled U.S. Border Police arrested a Mexican smuggler with 88 pounds of cheese hidden in a special compartment in his truck, police said on Friday. Customs and Border Protection spokesman Roger Mayer said officials at the port of entry in Columbus, New Mexico, referred a Chevrolet pickup for routine secondary examination on Wednesday. Officers using an x-ray machine saw the outline of a 16 bulky packages stashed in a secret compartment behind the seat, which they initially believed were packets containing illicit drugs. Generally, if you see something with an x-ray machine, you expect it to be narcotics, but this turned out to be cheese, Mayer told Reuters by telephone. Officers regularly impound drugs, including marijuana, heroin, cocaine, at border crossings from Mexico, although Mayer said the smuggled cheese haul was unusual. He smuggled cheese. The man risked life imprisonment to bring illegal cheese into America. Cheese! Oh, I need a nap now. Okay, calm down. Focus on a joke. After the U.S. Dairy Council heard about this, not such a cheese whiz, they announced they were changing their slogan from, "Ah, behold the power of cheese," to, "He fucking smuggled cheese!"
Thank you for listening to What You Know Net Radio News, now with less journalistic integrity than the Weekly World News.
Please feel free to contact us by phone at 206-666-3081. We may use your submissions on the show. Thank you.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Rebecca.